You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast. It is a very, very special episode. I'm Anthony Cazenza, joined by my co-host, John Sheeran. John, been looking forward to this one for a while, and we've got the opportunity, bud.
Absolutely, man. It's always nice to get these types of interviews on the program and to learn a little bit more about some key members of the Bengals community.
Well, we are joined by the Stills, Devin and Leah Still. Obviously, two folks that just resonate in the hearts of all of Bengals Nation. They are joining us, courtesy of United Therapeutics Oncology, in light of Childhood Cancer Awareness Month coming up in September. Devin and Leah, how are you both doing? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, we're doing great. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's a treat. It's a treat. Before we kind of took the air here, we've been looking forward to this for a long time, and definitely want to hear what you will be doing with United Therapeutics Oncology, especially with Childhood Cancer Awareness Month coming up. But I guess I want to kind of start a little bit, Devin, with you, if you don't mind, and go back in time a little bit. Obviously, as Leah's diagnosis kind of came to light, the Bengals, as you were kind of doing what you needed to do, be there for her, be there for your family, et cetera, there were some things that the Bengals did that stepped up. They stepped up on their end in terms of allowing you to take care of Leah and all the things that you need to do. Some Bengal fans may not remember that, but would you mind kind of talking a little bit about that? For those who can see, I'm wearing the jersey here. That was one of the endeavors there. But maybe remind us a little bit of how the Bengals stepped up a little bit in that time.
Yeah, so the Bengals stepped up in two major ways. Number one, when I first found out about Leah's diagnosis and I called Marvin and I talked to the Browns, they let me know that I could put my focus on Leah and they would take care of football. So when I came back out to Cincinnati for training camp, they reiterated the same thing, like, you just focus on Leah and we'll take care of football. And then we ended up discussing going down to the practice squad so that my sole focus can be on Leah. And as the journey got a little bit easier for me to handle, they would bring me back up to the 53-man roster. So that was the first initial thing that they did, which was huge for me. The second thing they did was to put my jersey on sale, like you just showed, to raise awareness or raise money for cancer research for Cincinnati Children's Hospital. And then fans, not only just Bengals fans, but fans all over the place, or supporters, just bought jerseys. And we ended up raising over $1 million for cancer research, which was huge. And I'm glad that the Bengals decided to do that.
During that season, were there any specific teammates on the team who kind of went above and beyond in, I guess, being there for you that you'd like to highlight? Or was it really just, in your mind, a total collective effort by your teammates and your coaches and supporting your family that season?
Yeah, so I was really close during that time with Brandon Thompson and Carlos Dunlap, who really stepped up for me during that time. But I think it was a collective effort. Just being in a locker room alone, it helped take my mind off somewhat of what my family was going through and what Leah was going through. So just the way that people just stepped up and was there for me and, you know, just being present for me helped me deal with what we were going through mentally.
Talking with Devin and Leah Still on the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast, part of the Cincy Jungle Podcast Network. Happy to have them with us, joining us, courtesy of United Therapeutics Oncology. They are raising awareness and doing a really cool partnership with them for childhood cancer awareness. We're going to hear more about that in just a minute. Leah, a question for you. Among your friend group and your peer group, are you just like a superhero, a rock star? I mean, you beat this disease. You had a book written about you. You've been on TV. You've done a lot of public speaking. It's hard not to look at you, at least from my end, and say, wow, what a rock star.
Well, I don't really consider myself, you know, as somebody who's just, you know, who has a lot of people that follow them. I just consider myself as a normal person. So, in my friend group, we don't really talk about it that much, so it's not like, oh, you know, I have people that, you know, have been there for me.
So, Leia, you are 11 years old now, is that correct?
Yes.
So I think a lot of Bengals fans remember that season, but you were just you were a lot younger than you were a handful of years ago. For all the Bengals fans who know and remember your story, what is life like now for just an 11-year-old just living life?
It's pretty normal. It's like any other 11-year-old.
That's great. And that's, you know, going back to obviously what happened, having the normal life and doing all the things that an 11-year-old should. That's mm-hmm. what we like to hear based on everything that you went through, your family went through. Devin, when we got the opportunity to talk with both of you, I went back and I thought about, we talked about how the Bengals stepped up in this time. We talked about some of your teammates and whatnot. But one of the things in an image that flashed in my mind was that game against the Patriots on national TV when New England and their cheerleaders and the owner and everybody kind of did this nice honor for you and your daughter. And I guess I would just kind of like your thoughts on that and the fact that was that kind of a moment where you said, hey, this is more than a Bengals Nation thing. This is gaining national attention. And you really felt that the NFL world and its fans were really behind you guys.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that in sports, and I've been watching sports since I was a little kid, and to come to an opposing team's home and they do a tribute like that was special, and that's why I couldn't hold back the tears in the pregame, because I didn't expect to see something like that. And it was at that moment where I really realized that it wasn't just us fighting this, but it was the whole country, it was the whole NFL. And then, you know, speaking to Robert Kraft, him sending me a letter and finding out why he did something like that, understanding that he lost his wife to cancer, I think this story just resonated with a lot of people who have had a loved one that was battling cancer.
So, Leia, I believe it was March 25th is when you were officially announced as cancer-free, 5 years removed from remission. What was it like kind of ringing that bell at that time, really when the whole world was kind of dealing with COVID for the first time? What was that moment like for you 5 years after you found out that you were in remission?
I was really excited, but I was also kind of sad that we couldn't have our annual gala, because I love going to the galas and I just love seeing people and having fun.
Devin, you have since transitioned a little bit to doing quite a bit of motivational speaking, public speaking, and doing some couples advice on social media that I've seen with your wife and whatnot. Can you talk to us a little bit about the transition from football life, you being a former high pick, going through all the things that you went through as a football player, and now how you're able to use all of those experiences as a public speaker, doing public appearances and speaking to the masses on a lot of great topics?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it was a tough transition. Because since I was 13, I had dreamed of playing in the NFL, and I put in a lot of work. I had to overcome a lot of injuries to make it to the NFL, and I never saw the day that my daughter would be diagnosed with cancer, and I would have to switch my focus to her battling cancer. But then it just made me realize that, you know, football may not have been my destination, but it may have been my vehicle to help me get to my destination, which was giving me a platform to really raise awareness for, you know, children who are battling cancer. So we take a lot of pride in what we do when we understand the responsibility that comes with that type of platform. And that's one of the reasons why we decided to partner with United Therapeutics to help give families more resources as they navigate their neuroblastoma journey.
So kind of on that same wavelength, as advocates for raising awareness for neuroblastoma, is there any moment or moments that kind of come to your mind as being really fulfilling and just, you know, spreading the word and giving back to this community? Or is just anything that kind of really populates your mind as a good memory of kind of being on this platform?
Every time that a family reaches out to us and they submit an application asking us to pay for a bill, whether it be the water bill, their mortgage, a car payment, it makes it worth it because we finally found the purpose in our pain. We understand why we had to go through what we went through because now we can be of service to other people who are not as fortunate to be in the NFL and have the finances in order to make it through this battle with cancer. So every time we're able to answer a request for payment, it just lets us know that all the work that we're doing, everything we've been through was worth it.
Talking with Devin and Leah still, just for a couple more minutes. They are joining us on the Orange and Black Insider in Cincy Jungle, courtesy of United Therapeutics Oncology, and we want to hear about your partnership there in just a sec. I guess one final question I have for you, Leah. You have seen your father play professional football. You've seen him be an advocate for great causes. You've seen him do public speaking. You yourself as a young lady have been through a lot and seen and done and accomplished a lot. Have you thought, I know you're a little young, but have you thought a little bit about, hey, I'm really interested in athletics. Hey, I'm maybe interested in the healthcare field. Anything like that in terms of maybe some career goals down the road? I think we'd love to hear about it.
I've thought about being a journalist and being a doctor and a nurse.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's great. That would be right up your wheelhouse, and I'm sure you would be excellent at it for sure. So we've mentioned a couple of times that Devin and Lee are joining us courtesy of United Therapeutics Oncology. They're partnering with them to launch Braving Neuroblastoma, an educational initiative to support and provide comprehensive resources to families impacted by neuroblastoma, which was the disease that Leah had and conquered. So if you both wouldn't mind in our final couple of minutes here, tell us a little bit about the partnership you guys are doing with them and how folks, our listeners, readers, can maybe get involved.
Yeah, so hopefully a lot of people know that, you know, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. So we like to find partnerships that can really make an impact on the cancer community. And when we first heard about United Therapeutics, I'm not sure if you remember some of my interviews from before when I was in Cincinnati, I would always talk about how I wish there was a playbook that would have helped me and my family navigate Leah's battle with cancer, but there wasn't. And I came across their book series, which is a 4-part book series that takes families or gives family an understanding of what to expect during diagnosis, treatment, and then post-treatment and beyond. And it was finally like the playbook that I wish I had when Leah was battling cancer. So when I heard about this, we decided to partner with them to use our platform to let other families who are battling cancer know that, look, there are resources out here for you to use to help make this battle with cancer a little bit easier so you're not as lost as we may have been when Leah first got diagnosed.
Well, hey, I know it's been a little bit since you've been associated with the Cincinnati Bengals. You guys have never strayed from our thoughts. We follow you on social media. We keep good thoughts for you guys. We were celebrating when Leah beat this disease, and we want to support you guys however we can through our show, through our website, and I'm sure Bengals Nation will echo that. We're so glad that things have turned out very well for you guys. I know you're a big sister now, Leah, so that's awesome. And we wish nothing but the best to both of you and your family going forward. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your platform with us.
Appreciate it.